This is Mark Steiner, and I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is funded in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to testing, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org. We now have in the studio, who's come in the studio a lot, many different things. There's a totally different riff now. You came, Heidi in here has loved the poet and all kinds of other things. But now she... Now Michelle Antoinette Nelson, who is also besides being loved the poet and a great stage presence, a fitness professional, founder of Brown and Healthy, promoting mental, physical, spiritual growth and wellness, specifically among people of color. And good to see you.
It's good to be here, good of course. Here.
And y'all can join us here at 410-319-8888. You can write to us here at talk at steinershow.org. You can tweet at Mark. What's my tweet? Yeah. At Mark Steiner. Or you can log on to our Facebook pages, 410-319-8888. Forgot who I was for a minute. So, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, and I've seen this on Facebook. This, you're brown and healthy. And so is this the top?
Tell you about it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it started out in 2013 as just a hashtag. It was something for me to motivate myself. My sister and I were going out and working out and things like that. And it was, you know, just I'm brown and I was aspiring to be more healthy. And so I was like, let me just hashtag brown and healthy. And then as time has passed, things have changed in our climate, our social climate, and it has way more meaning now. And it also kind of took off. Some people saw it and were like, wow, that's me too. So let me hashtag that as well. So people were slowly but surely, you know, catching on. And I had a friend of mine, Maria Hay, who we would go hiking and we would both hashtag brown and healthy, take our little selfies and things like that. So it kind of grew into like an Instagram page. And, you know, now it's a Facebook and it's an initiative at this point because when the Black Lives Matter movement began, a lot of people were asked the question, well, if Black lives matter, then why don't they matter to Black lives? And the answer to that is they do. And mattering in itself is subjective to me.
What do you mean?
So it's an opinion. So whether or not I matter to you, I can care. I have a right to care about that. Or not care about that. But I have a responsibility to care about mattering to myself, right? So brown and healthy to me is a declarative statement that says, hey, if you got on one of our T-shirts, our tank tops, our hoodies, or if you're hashtagging this, you're declaring that not only do you matter, you exist. And you exist and you're working toward or you actually are very healthy, mental, physical, and emotional. It's not just about fitness, but it's about overall wellness. And so that... it's an umbrella organization and movement that brings in Black-owned and operated fitness centers, personal trainers, yogis, senseis, people who are wellness coaches, life coaches, psychologists, psychiatrists, all of the people, doctors who are in the health and wellness field and that are people of color and very unapologetically, largely the Black community. The global Black community is what I'm trying to reach with this movement.
Hmm. I mean, that's interesting. That a lot of things popped in my head as you were saying that. And one of the things is when you think about this thing that you're creating, I'm curious, how does your other work fit into this? As poet, as artist, as musician, I mean, is there a connection twixt the two for you?
Oh, absolutely. I've created a bubble in my life where everything is, it's very holistic. It's actually very circular. So I'm a photographer, a poet, a musician, a personal trainer, fitness instructor. All of these things speak to your overall wellness. Art and music are things that are great for self-esteem, for uplift, for release, for outlet. Physical fitness is great for that as well. It's also to prolong your life, as you know, you're probably one of the most fit people.
that,
you know, you're always, you know, you got your picture with your boxing and things. You know, I see you, Mark. I see you. But you know, that is a release in itself. Mm-hmm. That is a way to, I keep saying it, but to prolong your life, to make sure that you are here for your kids, for your grandkids, to make sure they can't easily kill you off. You know, my people are dying. In more ways than one. And so I think it's time that we take that we can be unapologetic in owning something that is ours. Now, people can support it all day. People who are not necessarily melanated people can support it all day, you know. And when I see somebody wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt that isn't black, I'm like, hey, thanks. You know what I mean? I'm glad you care about me. I appreciate you. But you know, people can definitely support it and push the movement along. You know, we're definitely going to be doing some crowdfunding. The website launch is going to be February 25th at Dovecote Cafe, which is black owned and operated in Reservoir Hill. It's an amazing establishment, brand new.
I haven't been there. Where is it?
Madison, 25. Let me, it's right here on my iPad. 2501 Madison Avenue. It's right around the corner from my house, and it's exceptional. So we're doing the website launch there. We're going to be doing monthly movie nights starting in March. I'm also doing some programming at the GLCCB starting in March 8th. My first speaker is going to be Mary Bowman Walton, who is a poet and who was born with HIV. Is going to discuss that and how she remains brown and healthy within that and the parameters of that. But back to the question that you asked me, how does it all work together? I think that it's a cyclical experience. And you have to, well, with poetry, you know, we create thought. It is our job to create thoughts where there were none. You know, we are the speakers for the people. We stand on stage and we posit things that people couldn't fathom saying, but they cheer us on as their champions and their voice. I think that this movement is that as well. It gives people a chance to say, hey, this is what I'm doing, and I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed. And the whole purpose is to change the narrative. It's the tagline that I often write when I'm talking about it, is change the narrative, change the world. Right now, there is a very toxic narrative that surrounds black people in our community. And once we start to reclaim our stories and reclaim our lives and start to declare things like we're not just junkies and drug dealers and thieves and criminals and things that you might see on the wire, or if you go to like I was in a grocery store in Silver Spring and I saw the Baltimore magazine and we were hardly present. You know, and I spoke about this. I was asked to speak at the MICA graduate convocation, and they asked me to speak about the Black Lives Matter movement, and I was like, I'd rather talk about black lives existing, because the way that we're depicted is that we don't really, you know. And if you look at some of these health and fitness videos, you got the one black person in the back who's so strong they don't have to do the modification exercises, but they're in the back. It's one person out of five every time you look around, or you look at Instagram. And you look at you go down the rabbit, I call it the rabbit hole, the hashtags, and you see, you go hashtag health, hashtag fitness, one out of maybe 20 things that you'll see looks like me. And so Brown and Healthy is a way to encompass the organizations and it's not a brand, it's not a battle of brands or anything like that. It's really everybody can get in on this. You know, I operate my fitness classes out of a black-owned and operated fitness center called the Rock Solid Fitness Center. I'm a trained personal trainer through that center in Woodlawn. And that's under, you know, everybody represents Brown and Healthy. Everybody, you know, we're going to have a directory on the website where you can find your black health professionals. And things like that.
Yeah, I was thinking about we do a monthly show here with Chauncey Whitehead.
Okay.
Do you know Chauncey?
Sounds very familiar.
Chauncey's a trainer as well.
Okay.
Marathon runner.
Oh, wow.
And an amazing trainer. And I always call him as one of these people who's amazing over a specific issue in terms of what this whole movement that I feel taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Chauncey's also one of these people, is one of the places that women feel safe working out with, because he's the most kind of non-sexist, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really important as well in terms of finding a space that's safe to work in, no matter what your body looks like or who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And his walks every month in Judah Hill Park are doing that, what you're talking about, which is connecting health professionals and health and spiritual well-being with physical well-being.
Oh, wow. I need to get with Chauncey.
You
huh?
do. Chauncey's an amazing
okay.
guy.
Okay.
Amazing guy. Air Force veteran. Really lovely human being. And Valerie works out with him mm-hmm. 3 times a week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He's the guy I...
Yeah. Oh, you. Oh, okay. Boxing. Okay.
So I'm just saying that to say that there's something. There's a move afoot here that you can feel it happening. With mm-hmm. what I thought about that since I saw you, Brown and Healthy, that to kind of change the narrative and the reality of people's lives, mm-hmm. trying to connect what health and spiritual well-being and physical health and how they're connected,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and we have that's. We've lost a lot of that because
yes.
even with physical fitness, it's become about how much can you lift, and
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to being just understanding what health means and being physically fit,
right?
Not being bad,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I try to tell people, like, you know, health and fitness is not about size. I have a personal training client who is twice my size, and she's often like, you know, you little people, da, da, and I'm like,
that's
it's not
the woman in the video who's pulling that.
That yes, that's Christina Flowers. She's a
oh yeah, no, Christina. Right,
yeah,
right, right,
she
right.
said that you
yeah.
know her.
Right.
And she's absolutely amazing. And I told her, you know, it's not health is not about size. You know, you could see a skinny person and be like, oh, they are the most healthy person in the world.
Just
and,
the opposite.
And it can be absolutely the opposite.
Right.
You know, and then you can see someone, and I've been seeing a lot of videos now. My sister Kimberly Nicole actually she's a wellness coach. And she has something called WellFitCurves.com where she talks about, you know, teaching like curvy girl Zumba and yoga for people who are, you know, plus size. And I think – and I say people because men are plus size too. We don't often
right.
acknowledge that. And, you know, it's often more acceptable for men to be bigger. But we also have issues that surround that, like diabetes. You know, type 2, and you can regulate that with your weight, but you have to, like, understanding that like I was saying, there's these videos where you see these people who are doing these yoga poses, plus size women and all that stuff, and it's like, that woman is 10 times more healthy than me, you know? But I think that if everybody is working towards, because we have the right to the pursuit of happiness, and I think that to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think that one of the biggest caveats in pursuing happiness is being healthy. And people can deny that all day and say, I have my vices and I like my drink and I like my, you know, but everything in moderation. If you look at commercials, Budweiser commercials, they'll do things like have somebody working out in the morning, going to work, and then going to happy hour at the end of the day. You know, that's actually quite realistic.
Right. Right.
You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
like,
right.
That's actually quite realistic. So that's like, okay. But also, then you have, and I got to talk about this, Mark. I got to. I was in the car thinking about, I got to talk about this. We have this narrative, 365 days in the black community. What am I talking about when I say that?
Murders.
Nope. McDonald's.
Oh, same thing.
Right. Right. But that's their commercial.
No.
365 days in the black community.
See, that's why. That's a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, they have if you listen on the radio, on the black radio stations and on TV.
I have to make a confession.
Okay.
Here. I don't watch a lot of television.
Okay.
And I don't listen to much radio.
Got you. Got you. I understand.
When I'm in my car, I have music on usually.
Right. Well, but like you said, it's the same thing, murders.
But no, so that's interesting. So explain that again.
Yeah. So McDonald's has this whole marketing piece about 365 days in the black community. You hear about it a lot, especially during Black History Month.
Uh-huh.
But this is their whole thing, right? And my thing is, I don't want you in the black community. Matter of fact, I don't want you in any community because you're not serving food. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we have to take a stance against things like this. Like, I mean, we are being attacked on so many fronts, but understanding that I can't even pronounce half the ingredients that's in a hamburger when it's just supposed to be beef, we have us a problem. And these restaurants are on every corner in every community, and they boast to be, you know, doing the Black History moments and all this stuff, you know, it's kind of to me like when Philip Morris does anti-smoking commercials.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It doesn't even make sense. Like, what are you know that you're poisoning my people, and you're okay with that, you know? And then you try to get us on board even more with the hip-hop commercials and the 365 days in the black community. But I just right. wanted to vent about that.
No, but
that really had nothing to do with...
But it does.
It does, but, you know, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
But it does. And I think that's... Oh, do we have to take a break here? Did I miss something? Okay. So I thought I saw the clock and I went, oh, we went right past it. So folks, do join us at 410-319-8888. And I want you to throw your questions out for Michelle Antoinette about Brown the Healthy and the world they're trying to build here. And your own thoughts about your own mm-hmm. working out, what you do, what health means to you, what spiritual health means to you. 410-319-8888. Because it is all very complex and intertwined. I mean, I was thinking about somebody else who's been on the show just once, and we need to get her back on. Michelle Stafford, who's mm-hmm. a yoga
oh wow
queen yeah. and instructor in this town, who's mm-hmm. amazing. And also, what's the name of that the place on Charles Street where she and so many other
the Living Well,
the Living Well. Mm-hmm. So they do a lot there at the Living
yes,
Well.
Yes, they do.
Right.
Yeah.
So these kind of things are important because they don't get enough play in terms of the places that are accessible to the community for health.
Absolutely.
For getting yourself healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they exist, like these places absolutely exist. And like I said, with Brown and Healthy, the goal is to have a central place where people can find them and celebrate, you know, even just in the hashtag world, like hashtagging Brown and Healthy means a lot. At this point, you know, people that spreads like wildfire. And I think that I call this a global initiative. It is going like it's all over the world at this point, just via internet. But it's still in its infancy. It's still absolutely brand new.
So when you saw this Brown and Healthy idea, mm-hmm. you had no idea it was going to do this, did you?
No, Mark. No, sir.
I mean, you just came up with this little idea.
For myself, just to keep me going.
Keep yourself going. Made a couple little t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, no, I just.
That's new.
I decided. So I have this amazing team of people. My graphic designer, her name is Monica L on Facebook. Monica ELLE. Look her up. She did if you like the logo, she created this amazing logo. I think my favorite part is the continent of Africa with the heart rate monitor.
Yeah, I was wondering what that is. It's a heart rate
monitor. It's a heart rate monitor going through it. I thought that was brilliant. But I have this amazing team of people who are, and people are volunteering daily. I just did a simple call for volunteers. People are volunteering daily who are helping me with graphic design, website development. Joy Carter's working on the website currently. She's absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And once that launch comes, which is February 25th, and if you want to find anything out about Brown and Healthy, you can Google Brown and Healthy. And if you're on Facebook, which is like everyone, you can just type in hashtag Brown and Healthy in the search or Brown and Healthy. Well, hashtag Brown and Healthy will take you right to our page, which is going to have the events and everything like that on there. So please like the page because it's going to let you know when the website is up and ready to launch. And we're going to have tons of programming, social and educational programming here and abroad. I plan on doing meetups. People all over the globe are going to be celebrating themselves and their health and their wellness.
Yeah. We're sitting here with Michelle Antoinette Nelson, a fitness professional who created this Brown and Healthy, which is I was just blown away when I started reading about it. And at first I saw these hashtags and everything else she was posting and all of a sudden didn't realize the depth of it. She's here to talk about that. Let's go to the phones of 410-319-8888. Sabor in Coxsville, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing? I'm just making a comment.
Sure.
I kind of just walked in and I heard it, you know, but as far as the black community and a lot of stuff that, you know, our people, as far as the black exchange, you like those fast foods, there's no good. And my wife, you know, my wife is from Africa. And other people was like, they just passed away maybe like a month ago, about 7 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She's like 330 years old. And then there's one now that's 152, one that's 122, and one that's 112. And her father's like 85. Now, that's the gate and the thing to be eaten. Now, there's a store called Valentino's on our Northern Parkway, mm-hmm. Northern, and we said that's Northern. Northern and I think it's Bella Road, Northern, right just about 500 feet. It's an African store. We just do eat the greens. A lot of stuff that we're not eating, you know, as far as the greens and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, I just want to say that because there's a lot of stuff that we're not eating. A lot of stuff is petricide, like in a local market. So we don't go to local markets. You know, and then they use the other terms for pork is in this and, you know, other stuff, and that's where the cancer come from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then there's a guy, I think Dr. Sevi, I don't know if you're familiar with him. you know, there's a cure for all of that stuff. And a lot of that stuff is just, that's why people in America, anyway, they're dying off. But in Africa, they're living a long time. You eat a lot of greens, you live long, you drink a lot of water, et cetera. You know, I just want to make a comment on that. That's all what right. I want to say.
Appreciate it,
Thank
Sue.
You.
Thank
yeah.
you for your thoughts.
Absolutely.
You put on your Facebook page this really interesting piece. I'm curious to talk a bit about this thing.
Okay.
The video you put up.
Oh, about the Gullah Geechee?
I was able to watch it really quickly this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't see it till this morning. But yeah, but the Gullah Geechee piece you put up.
Yeah.
It's like a 14-minute video or 12-minute video. Right.
Right. And I got an opportunity to probably watch about maybe 10 minutes of it. A friend of mine, Tia Anthony, posted it. She's an amazing photographer and visual artist. And she's in Colorado now. So part of Brown and Healthy Colorado exists there. And she posted about it. So I took a look at it. And the Gullah Geechee people... they own their own land in South Carolina and other places, of course, but their land was passed down to them. Either their great-great-grandfather was a slave on the plantation, and like I think the main woman who was being interviewed, who is, I guess, the leader in the community,
mm-hmm.
That's how she owns her property. So they have these things called heirs properties, and it's multiple people. Some people might not have ever been in South Carolina. They just own this piece because of their lineage. And they are being displaced from their homes because, of course, there's no paperwork or anything like that exchanging
hands. You have prime land right by the ocean.
Prime land right by the ocean.
Right.
And I was heartbroken, Mark. Because one of the places I love to go, it's a quiet beach community, is Hilton Head, South Carolina.
That's one of the places that was stolen from them.
Stolen. It was the first place
right.
stolen from them. So now I'm heartbroken because I can't really go back.
Because you're doing it. It's hard for you to show them stolen
now,
land.
Yeah, because now I can't go. But I loved it, and now I understand why I loved it, because of the energy that exists there.
Yeah, right.
And I understand why it spoke to me, because I really, like, I sent my mother there. Like, I really was like, this is the greatest place. But now I have to go there more on like a research effort as opposed to just chilling on the beach.
Right.
But they are being displaced regularly. And they talked to this one man who is a developer, black guy, who is a developer there, who is a member who did own heirs property. So he's a part of their heritage and their lineage. And he's still developing over their land. And that's kind of where I was so disgusted. It's kind of where I stopped watching. But he... You know, he's like, well, they feel like I'm just a silly slicker, slick talking. Well, you are. You know what I'm saying? And you know what you're doing, and you know you're displacing a people. So what happens is, if someone from that's never been there, if the government is finding loopholes, they are going to these people who have no real stake in it or whatever, but still own some property, and they're saying, hey, you want to sell this? Da da da. So if they say yes, the other people who are on that property, if they can't buy that person out, they have to go, because if one person says, we got to, you know, if one person says I'm selling, everyone else has to sell too. So there's these gigantic loopholes, and this is history repeating itself. And I posted on Brown and Healthy because one of the things in our community that we have to do, and we have to do it much way past Black History Month, is understand our history and understand what exactly is going on in our community right now, because it is repeating itself. People are being uprooted, and these people have a very deep culture and heritage that's based in slave traditions and they have their
African
own language
traditions.
And African traditions and American slave traditions. Like, you know, they're living on the plantations, and it's not a negative thing. I don't think it's a negative thing to say that they have those traditions, because those traditions are meaningful.
Yeah, they speak Gullah.
Yeah, they speak Gullah. The music is, you know, traditional, the traditional African American slave music is what has transformed to gospel, to rock and roll, to, you know, the roots in that is deep and rich, and they're upholding these things.
You seen the film Daughters of Dust?
I haven't. I never heard of it.
Really?
That sounds trash. I feel bad.
There's a film made about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Daughters of Dust. I'm going to write that down.
And it is about that culture.
Okay.
It's a dramatic film, and it's an amazing film. People should see that film if they have not seen it. I mean, it is a film about the culture. It's a dramatic film that was made by Julie Dash. What year was it? 91, mm-hmm. which is, right, 1991. So it's just an incredible film. Incredible filmmaker, awesome. Juliette Dash. Yeah.
Awesome.
So before we're out of time, okay. How much time we got? Okay, I don't even know what's going on today. There we go. So, folks, do join us, 410-319-8888. But so to you, what does that have to do with the Brown and Healthy movement that you're starting?
Why did I post that?
The connection?
Because we have to be everything is holistic. So we have to understand where we've been to understand where we're going and to uplift our people. You know, there's a lot of underlying reasons for Brown and Healthy. The physical fitness piece and the wellness piece is the most palatable mm-hmm. piece. It is the gateway drug to to opening yourself to other things. You find that people will remain closed and closeted in their space, in their thought processes, in their open-mindedness, if they are never exposed to anything else. So with Brown and Healthy, it's a trigger. Oh, whoa, that's bold that they're wearing that shirt. It's bold that they're calling themselves brown and not black. It's bold that they're doing, you know, yes, we're reclaiming the fact that we're brown people. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right with it because the negative connotation that surrounds black sometimes makes me uncomfortable. You know, as a kid, I went to my mother, and she tells this story regularly. My niece actually did the same thing to me, which was interesting. But I went to my mother, and I held up the crayons out of the crayon box.
I said, I'm not this.
And I said, right. Mom, why do they say this?
Right.
But I'm this. And everybody I see is this. Is this brown crayon, you know, that language is very blighted and it's very,
yeah.
It's very heavy. And anything that's negative in the world is labeled black.
Black. Well, absolutely. You know, we talk about that crayon box. We have to get a break. We're talking about that crayon box. I remember my growing up that the flesh color was that white flesh.
Right.
Color. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's flesh color.
Yep.
So how do people get in touch with healthy and brown? Brown and healthy, I mean.
How do people
connect?
Okay. You can find us on Twitter at Brown and Healthy, Instagram at Brown and Healthy, and Facebook. Type in the hashtag Brown and Healthy or type in Brown and Healthy and the page will come up. The www.brownandhealthy.com official launch will be February 25th. The website itself should be up in about a week or so. We're doing some tweaking and things on it. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Top of the line web developer I have on this. And, and I just wanted to shout out really quickly some people the organizations that have been really wonderful. The Rock Solid Fitness Center on 7210 Rutherford Road. I teach a fitness class Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 6:30, Rise and Exercise. It's called Band Practice. It's based on resistance band training. And the Love Movement, Raven Akundayo, is a yogi, sensei, does great work. Well Fit Curves, my sister, Kimberly Nicole Nelson, Wright Brand. And the list goes on, you know, some great people that are supporting this movement. And we are looking for volunteers. If you want to email me, you can email me at brownandhealthy@gmail.com. It's building. We're going to be doing some.
Is and a word?
Yes, and.
And is the word
yes,
and.
Yes, A-N-D, brown and healthy. And tomorrow, well, Friday night, Be Free Fridays, my event. That'll be 10 years old in March. You can come out and I'm doing some, we're selling T-shirts. We have T-shirts in stock. We have the black ones in stock online. You can get them at brownandhealthy.bigcartel.com. But if you just go to the Facebook page and click shop now, you can do that. If you go to the Instagram and click the link in the bio, you can get there and get your shirts.
And the address on Madison Avenue again is?
Madison Avenue. We're the launch Dovecote Cafe, 2501 Madison Avenue. And thank you to everybody who are messaging me and on Facebook right now. My phone is going off. My text messages, everything.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. Absolutely.
Michelle, Antoinette Nelson, good to see you, love. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Brown and Healthy, check it out. The work this woman does is always amazing, whether it's in the arts or this, and they're all connected, so definitely check this out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will connect you up with Chauncey and the other folks.
Yeah,
soon.
And again, Be Free Fridays is Friday night, UB Blake Center, 847 North Howard Street. We're going to have T-shirts. We're going to be signing people up. We're going to be getting volunteers. Please be there. It's an amazing show and open mic. and co-hosted by Shelley Says So, the amazing Shelley Says So. It's going to be great.
Thank you, Michelle. On our way to a quick break before we talk about the city paper, reminding you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. Money comes back in the end. More information at www.mecu.com or standardshow.org is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. We'll be right back with Anna Walsh. See what's happening in the city paper. Don't go away.